planning your vacation?
Chris, what do you want to go on a vacation?
Why not take Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin with you?
We're going to go to the beach.
No, take News Radio along via the app.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Just go to your app store, search News Radio 92.3, download the app.
That's good.
And listen to Pensacola's news leader with crystal clarity wherever you go.
And it's absolutely free.
That's really good.
Get it now and tap the app to get News Radio 92.3, no matter where in the world you are. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Happy Independence Day. Happy 4th of July. This is, you know, for a lot of people who are not even working today, this is the holiday as well. So long holiday weekend for a lot of people. So I've got a lot of different facts and figures and things to share as it pertains to the 4th of July holiday. So, first of all, the most popular food to eat on the 4th of July is by far, apparently, hot dogs. 150 million hot dogs are eaten each year on the 4th of July. Wow. Nathan's hot dog eating contest that happens every year. It's been going on since 1972. Whoa. The record for the most hot dogs consumed in those 10 minutes, 76. Wow. Gross. And then what is the most popular red fruit in America? It's actually strawberries, followed by watermelon. And then what is the most, what is considered to be the most American dessert? Apple pie. Pretty cool. Pretty cool right there. Speaking of hot dogs, let's go back over to PJ here. PJ, we talked about this a little bit before. Those are just tuning in. So you a hot dog fan?
I will eat them, but I prefer burgers.
You will eat them. What's a scenario where you eat them?
If I'm still hungry after the burger.
Okay. Like, you know what? That's how I line up. I'm not hungry enough for another burger. That's too much food.
Yeah.
But I'm still a little hungry, so I'll get a hot dog. I think you're right. That's my behavior.
I agree. Mostly I make them for the kids.
Yeah. Yeah, because the kids like them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And then what's the way that you like your hot dog? How do you prepare it?
I'm really just boring. I have ketchup, mustard. That's about it.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I am too. I mean, I like a New York style dog that has sauerkraut and spicy brown mustard on it. I like that way. Mm-hmm. I like chili dogs, but very rarely will I eat it that way. If I'm going to have a hot dog, it's just like mustard on it, maybe mustard and ketchup, and that's it.
Yeah.
And I'm good to go.
My parents being good
and,
Germans,
we talked about
take
this
the
before.
Sauerkraut, but, you know.
You do like sauerkraut or you don't like sauerkraut?
No, I said I don't like sauerkraut, but my parents would eat it because they're good Germans.
Okay, yeah, good. What about the old the Chicago-style dog? Have you had that before?
No. I've seen it. I'm aware of it. Had an opportunity to buy it. I passed.
Yeah, it's not the best. I don't like it. I know David says he likes it, but we'll get his thoughts here in a minute. But it's just too much stuff. Got big, huge chunks of tomato and big chunks of like a big old pickle spear. And then the onions, chopped onions on it, and it's just too much. So it's not my favoriteest thing. Fireworks. Whether you're a fireworks fanatic or just want to know where crowds will be, well, the Pensacola this Saturday at 7 o'clock, be at Community Maritime Park for the Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Mouget and Levin Papatonio. We're going to have that broadcast live right here on News Radio 92.3, so probably around 7:05 after the Fox News update. We'll broadcast that entire concert live right here on News Radio 92.3, presented by Pensacola State College. Followed by the live fireworks over the bay. So big, huge fireworks. So if you go out to the concert right afterwards, you'll be seeing the big fireworks. That's sponsored by Coca-Cola and Cumberland Farms. The fireworks show is presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. And then once again, we're going to broadcast the music right here on News Radio 92.3, presented by Penn Air Credit Union. So pretty much at 7:05 until the end of the fireworks, we've got it just nonstop 4th of July stuff, Independence Day stuff going on. What is the largest 4th of July fireworks display in the United States? Macy's July fireworks, 4th of July fireworks celebration in New York City. I didn't even know that. Interesting. You know, one of the biggest fireworks show I ever saw was eons ago. There was this show called Stadium of Fire in Utah. And it's a massive thing. It was the first time I ever saw like fireworks making designs and stuff in the air. It was wild. But with all the wildfires they're having out west, I saw a thing that there's fireworks are banned because they're like, stop burning the west up. You're killing us here. According to the American Pyrotechnics Association, Americans spend $2.8 billion on fireworks every year. China is credited with the invention of fireworks, but Italy is credited for making the fireworks bright and beautiful by discovering the use of metallic powders to create desired colors. It's 7:15. Let's get traffic on the fives with PJ.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good. Lillian, Jackson, Navy, and New Warrington, all accident-free. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
If you're planning outdoor July 4th plans, like we covered earlier, 61% of Americans plan to have some sort of picnic. Others plan to go to the beach, things like that. Well, weather forecasters are saying this could be the hottest 4th ever in parts of the country. And definitely combined as a country, this will probably be the hottest 4th of July we've ever had. Maps are already showing dangerous heat in major areas, like New York City, North Carolina, Maryland, that whole corridor of Virginia, record heat in that area. Death Valley and that whole part of California, you know, 110, it may be even up to 120 degrees. Sheesh. Here, we're definitely going to have, we're going to be in the low 90s tomorrow, but heat index, triple figures. So it's going to be hot and humid 4th of July all around, well, not humid around the rest of the country, but it's going to be hot and humid here and then just super hot everywhere else. But here's what's interesting. Here's a new summer trend. Renting swimming pools. That's right. There's Airbnb-style apps. One of them is called Swimply, like swim, but then with a P at the end. Swimply, where you can rent private pools in your area. So you want to go to the pool, but I don't want to go to a public pool. No. I'd rather just go to have a nice private pool, but I don't have a private pool. So I'm going to have to, just go find somebody else's I can use. This seems very weird to me. I'm going to be honest. It seems very weird. But I pulled it up in Pensacola. I went to swimply.com. Apparently, there's other apps, too. And there's quite a few places here in Pensacola that are offering up their swimming pools as low as $20 an hour. There's one that's $86 an hour. It's kind of like a mini resort-style pool. But, yeah, $20 an hour, $25 an hour, $35 an hour, $25. Okay, so there's people doing it here in Pensacola. Very, very interesting. But that's one of the new things now. Going to this app or apps like it, and just saying, you know what, I need to I want to rent a pool, a private pool to take my family. That's quite interesting. I'm not gonna lie. I would not have expected that. All right. 4th of July holiday closures. A lot of places are closed even today. Some county offices are closed. Some, like City Hall on the weekend, of course, going to be closed anyway. But a lot of places are closed today. So you kind of, if you have a lot of plans, like, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that, before you head out, just double check on the website whether or not they're open, or give them a call just to make sure, just as a reminder. A lot of places are going to be closed today. They're treating it like a holiday today even. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text. 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Going back to the hot dogs, got a text here that says, hot dog New York style or chili, cheese, and onion. And those are my two favorites. I like New York style is my favorite. Chili, cheese, and onion would be, that's my second favorite. And then, but most of the time, just out of convenience, I'm just going to usually just put mustard on it and just down it real quick like that. Have you put barbecue sauce on a hot dog before?
I have.
Like, I've done that. I don't mind barbecue sauce on a hot dog. It changes it up a little bit. It's pretty good. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Another way I like hot dogs is, I got this from visiting an IKEA years ago. I don't know if they still do it now. But IKEA had a vegetarian hot dog at one point. I know that's gross. That's not the point I'm trying to make. It's how they prepared it. They had this like purple pickled cabbage or something on there with spicy brown mustard. And then they had like dried crunchy onions on it. And that was awesome. Like that tasted really good. And so since then, I've had them that way a lot. So, a Carolina dog? I haven't heard of a Carolina dog. I'm going to have to check that out. All right, we got to get a quick break. We come back here. We'll talk to Dave Wayne in the newsroom. Meantime, I'll check out what a Carolina style dog is. I have to look at what other kind of style hot dogs are. I didn't even think about that. A Frito chili dog? Oh, that sounds good. I'm going to have to look that up too. All right, we'll come back here. We'll talk to Dave Wayne in the newsroom on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
As you celebrate Independence Day, be sure to take time to read over Thomas Jefferson's Declaration of Independence. Jefferson was only 33 years old when he drafted one of the most well-written and formative documents of our nation's history. 56 signers tenaciously declared their independence from the tyranny of King George, all the while maintaining their dependence on God, the King of Kings. Jefferson wrote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights." Jefferson is saying that all persons are guaranteed certain rights by virtue of their personhood, not by government decree. As you celebrate Independence Day, reflect on the courage of our founding fathers, but also reflect on our Creator. Praise Him for His divine providence and His provision of our unalienable rights.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
I don't know about you, but for me, every time I've ever had to buy a car, it's basically been an unpleasant experience. Except one. That one was when I bought from Frontier Motors. And I'll tell you why. Because we went there just trying to test drive a car. We weren't going to buy it. We knew what we needed. Well, we wanted to test drive it to make sure it's what we wanted. When we actually had to replace our Dodge Caravan, maybe about 6 months later, well, they had the Honda Odyssey. It was really hard to find at this particular time to drive one. They had the color we wanted. They had the trim level we wanted. We wound up negotiating a little bit on the price, and we bought it when we weren't really looking. Why? Because they had the exact thing we wanted. It was a great car with like 13,000 miles, and it was a year old, came back from a lease in Orlando. They bought it at auction, and it was just easy. I didn't have to tell anybody my life story. I didn't have to get passed around from this person to that person. All the normal nonsense that you go through in buying cars, didn't have to deal with that. Great quality used cars for excellent prices. And they follow up with you after because they want to make sure you're happy. Like, they treat you like you want to be treated. Whereas I know a lot of times when you deal with cars, it's icky, right? Well, don't do that. Go to Frontier, check out the great selection, about 300 good quality cars and trucks on the lot at any given time, and find out why it's different. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Tune into Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than just investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC, registered advisors.
This is a statement from the National Weather Service.
September 2020.
The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then, Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
Keeping you connected to Pensacola and the world.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 83 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be high about 91 today. I was checking out some. There's all kinds of different ways to prepare hot dogs, apparently, that are known beyond what I knew. Chicago style, knew New York style. And then after that, just, you know, plain. And then like a chili cheese coney. And then I just thought there was like, just ketchup and mustard or just mustard only or whatever. But, apparently there's all kinds. Carolina-style dog is like a chili cheese coney, but then it adds coleslaw to it. Then you've got a Kansas City is like a Reuben dog. It's Swiss cheese, sauerkraut, Thousand Island dressing. Okay. Seattle-style dog, cream cheese, grilled onions, sometimes jalapenos or sauerkraut. There's a lot of creative ways to do a hot dog. I got to admit, if I'm going to do something like that, I'll do like a bratwurst or Italian sausage or something like that. I'd rather go that route. That's why I don't go with the hot dogs. I go with like something along those lines. But all right, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Thank you, Bobby. Cervantes is clear through the curve on Scenic Highway. Summit Boulevard is also not showing any accidents. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. National animal for here the 4th of July. Let you know about is the American bison. A lot of people think it's the bald eagle, but the bald eagle is the national bird. The national animal is the American bison. For the grand old flag, the Star-Spangled Banner, the stars on the original American flag were in a circle so that all of the colonies would appear equal. And the designer of the 50-star flag lived in Lancaster, Ohio. In 1958, a history teacher assigned a class assignment to redesign the national flag since Alaska and Hawaii were nearing statehood. Robert G. Heft from Lancaster, Ohio, was 16 at the time. He designed a new flag using the old 48-star flag and $2.87 worth of blue cloth and white iron-on material. His design earned him a B-. He challenged it by sending it to Washington, D.C. to be considered by President Dwight D. Eisenhower, which, of course, later it was selected. His obituary stated that he was one of thousands to submit a flag design, but he was the only one who actually stitched together a flag and shipped it to D.C. Of course, after it was selected, his flag was rightfully changed, or his grade was rightfully changed to an A. So, I mean, can you imagine that? Everywhere you went the rest of your life, you see your flag that you designed. That's crazy. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what you got going on in the news for us?
Well, this 4th of July could be the hottest ever. In parts of the U.S., a heat wave has been moving across the eastern U.S. from the Midwest to the East Coast. Hundreds of heat records could be set by tomorrow. Charges have been announced against ex-U.S. Olympic canoeist David Hearn for allegedly vandalizing the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool yesterday, the U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C., Janine Pirro, called the alleged vandalism anarchy. Hearn faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted. and a rare copy of the Declaration of Independence has been found in a British archive. A volunteer at the National Archives in London says he was cataloging 18th century letters from the British Navy last month when he came across a pristine and unknown copy of the U.S. Declaration printed in 1776.
Oh, very interesting. That's awesome. That's pretty cool.
That is neat.
David, we were talking about hot dogs a little bit earlier. And I was saying I don't like Chicago-style hot dogs. PJ was saying he's never even tried one. He's passed. He's had an opportunity to buy it, but he's decided to pass. You, on the other hand, you're okay with the Chicago-style dog.
I would say I'm a fan of the Chicago-style dog. I like it. I think it's good.
You're not just okay with it. You're a fan.
No, I'm a fan. Yeah, I enjoy it. I enjoy a good one.
Why do you enjoy the good? There's too much stuff on there.
That's the best part. There's all sorts of flavors in there. You know, it's just
a
mesh of flavor. You know, and I got another hot dog idea for you to try sometime.
What's that?
I used to go to this. I can't even remember the name of it, but it was a hot dog place. They had all sorts of different varieties of hot dogs, and there was one they had where they had macaroni and cheese on the hot dog, and then they had like flaming hot Cheetos, kind of crumbled a little bit on top of the macaroni and cheese. Yeah. Oh, that was delicious.
Actually, that does sound like that might be good. Yeah, that would cover up the flavor of the hot dog, is what that sounds like to me.
Yeah. Pretty much. What? There's a hot dog in here?
There's a hot dog in here with the mac and cheese and the Flamin' Hot Cheetos sauce on it. So, apparently there's a variety of hot dogs I was not familiar with.
I think the key, no matter what your toppings, though, is the quality of the hot dog. You got to go with those real good all-beef dogs.
There you go. I agree with that. I'll go with that. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew.
CJ Papa, major event later tonight, Times Square, New York City. Fox's Grinnell Scott is there.
The iconic ball drop that rings in each new year in New York City will also mark America's semi-quincentennial and kick off the next 250 years. The ball will descend 8 times, starting at 10 o'clock this morning for 2 U.S. territories, Guam and the Northern Mariana Islands.
250 candles on the birthday cake for the U.S. This woman visiting the National Mall, proud to be an American.
I'm a naturalized citizen, immigrant, and so this is my country. I love it.
And be prepared for extreme heat. Fox Weather's Britta Merwin.
The massive heat dome is expanding across the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast, so if you thought yesterday was hot, today's going to feel brutal.
103 degrees, the forecast for D.C., that from Fox Weather. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. And right now we've got 81 degrees with partly cloudy skies here on this Friday morning. We'll get a look at our forecast. Brooke Richardson's got that for us in just a few minutes. Well, most Escambia County offices, of course, are closed today in observance of the 4th of July. Tomorrow, all offices will reopen on Monday morning. A few exceptions here, though. The animal shelter is open today, but will be closed tomorrow and then reopen on Sunday. The Perdido landfill is open today, but will be closed all weekend. And ECAT is running regular bus and trolley service today, but no regular routes on Saturday. The beach jumper and the island trolleys on Pensacola Beach will be running both days over the weekend. Libraries open today, but will be closed tomorrow and then reopen on Monday. A Navarre woman is facing a child neglect charge after her young child was found walking alone in the middle of the road with no shoes. Deputies found the 4 to 5 year old boy on Crittenden Drive on Friday after a citizen called it in. The deputy brought the child home and reportedly found the residence in disarray with a meth pipe within reach of the child. The deputy said the mother, 28-year-old Grace Taylor, smelled of alcohol and said she needed help with her drinking. It is Taylor's second child neglect arrest in Santa Rosa County. Well, Penny, the AI assistant, is apparently just the first step for the city of Pensacola. Officials say they are building a more comprehensive artificial intelligence approach across all city departments.
The city is looking at ways to responsibly use AI. In fact, that
The IT director and myself are working on a more comprehensive look at developing a committee within the across the city departments to look at exactly what that looks like as far as implementation of utilizing AI and how to use it responsibly, where to use it, what limits to put on it.
City Administrator David Stafford from this week's city press conference, and Penny Soft launches on Monday. She was developed by a company called Polymorphic. Penny will handle overflow constituent calls during office hours, things like reporting tree limbs, potholes, and other service requests. The soft launch is described as a learning period ahead of a broader deployment. Well, be careful here over this July 4th holiday weekend. News Radio's Chris Bryan with this report. He says there is free help available if needed.
The Blaze Toe-to-Go program will be activated this afternoon to prevent impaired driving during the 4th of July weekend, which is expected to see 72 million Americans travel. The free and confidential service will be available from 6 p.m. starting this afternoon through 6 a.m. Monday, July 6th, providing a ride for impaired drivers and their vehicles within a 10-mile radius. Drivers needing the service can call 855-286-9246. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
And, of course, AAA does say that is a last resort type of program, and they are encouraging the use of rideshare and such. If you're going to be out this weekend, it is 735 at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with PJ. He's got our traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good. Avalon Boulevard is clear through the Garcon Point Bridge. 3-mile bridge, not showing any delays. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. 82 degrees, partly cloudy skies right now. Let's check in with Brooke Richardson, who's got our forecast.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today. Mostly sunny skies, 10% chance of rain, high near 92. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 81. For Saturday, your 4th of July forecast looking nice, sunny but hot. Temperatures near 92 degrees, 30% chance of rain. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 82. Heading into Sunday, mostly sunny skies, 30% chance of rain, high near 91. And Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 82. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
It's getting warm quick, that heat index already at 99 degrees this morning. 735, our next news at 8. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dan Loney with Your Money Now. If the roads or airports seem busy this weekend, don't act surprised. AAA says it expects 72.2 million people to be traveling over the July 4th holiday. That would surpass the record 71.8 million from just 1 year ago. Travel by car or by air is expected to hold steady from last year, but people traveling in other ways, like a cruise, is likely to increase. Lamborghini has unveiled a new hybrid performance model of its Urus SUV. The automaker is calling the vehicle the fastest super SUV in the world. The vehicle is a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle, which means it has a gas-powered engine as well as a plug to charge a battery pack for improved electric performance. Anthropic will start a drug delivery program focused on neglected diseases. The AI company announced the effort alongside the announcement of Claude Science, a product designed for drug makers. Big tech companies have long expressed interest in healthcare. Wall Street closed for the July 4th holiday, and that's Your Money Now.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Shows in July.
But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels?
Did you know that the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels. Every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 17th of July. This special broadcast is sponsored by the Dan Stewart Law Firm and Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze. It's The History of the Blue Angels. Every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15. Right here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Santa Rosa, I am Jill Broxson-Teston, a parent of four amazing children. I understand a strong school system is one of the most important investments we can make in our children's future. That's why I'm running for School Board District 5. My mission is to be your strong advocate for our public school system. I'll lead with transparency and steady leadership to help ensure the long-term success of our district. On August 18th, I'll be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxson-Teston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You know that feeling when a headline sounds big,
but nobody explains what it actually means for your day?
That's where Andrew McKay comes in.
News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News.
Pensacola Morning News helps you understand what happened overnight, what's happening here at home, and why it matters before the rest of the day even gets started.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. 850-437-1620. That's our phone number. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. So there was, well, let me go through some 4th of July trivia questions here. First of all, there is, King George III was in rule in England when the colonies established their independence. 2.5 million, that's how many people were living in the colonies when they gained their independence. That's actually a lot more than I thought. I don't know why. I was thinking it was like, if you just asked me offhand, how many people were living in the colonies when they declared independence? I've been like less than a million. I've probably been like, I don't know, 600, 700,000. I don't know why. In my mind, it was just a handful of people. I don't know. 2.5 million is quite a bit. The first city that officially had an Independence Day celebration was Philadelphia, July 4th, the following year, 1777. When was the first celebration of 4th of July celebration held at the White House? July 4th, 1801. As when Thomas Jefferson was president, of course, the White House was fairly, it wasn't even built until, I believe it was 1800. It was built before that and then burned down. There's all this other stuff. How many times did the Liberty Bell ring on each Independence Day? 13 times. I didn't even know that. I didn't think they still ring that thing because it's got a crack in it. Just kidding on the last part. That was terrible. What is the nation's oldest 4th of July parade? Bristol, Rhode Island. And the first state to declare 4th of July as a state holiday was Massachusetts. And, we were talking about fireworks a little earlier. Massachusetts is the only state where like regular consumers, you and I, cannot own, like, get fireworks. It's the only state where it's completely banned. And then what year was the 4th of July declared a national holiday? It wasn't until almost 100 years later, in 1870, was when it was declared a national holiday, which also kind of doesn't surprise me, considering, like, I don't think national holidays was a big deal in the early 1800s. You know, they were just trying to farm and survive and take care of their families and things like that. So not a big surprise there. Fourth of July weekend is, whether Fourth of July is on a Wednesday or Tuesday, it doesn't matter. The weekend of Fourth of July is one of the busiest camping weekends of the year. It's one where you've got to, if you want to go camping somewhere, oftentimes you've got to book it way ahead of time. And, well, here's what's interesting. There's a new business called Auto Camp. And they've taken glamping and leveling it up. What they do is they offer Airstream suites it's kind of like a KOA. It's a camp. But it's a camp full of Airstreams. So you can rent the Airstream, or they have polished cabins with design-forward amenities like fire pits. And they're at iconic outdoor destinations. So they currently are only in, like, Asheville, North Carolina, and then a bunch of places in California like Yosemite and Sequoia. And then Zion, Utah, and, like, that's it. There's just a handful of places right now. They are looking for investors in order to expand their locations. They're wanting to they're in Massachusetts. So they're in Catskills, New York, Cape Cod, Massachusetts, then Joshua Tree, California, Sonoma, California, Sequoia, California, Yosemite, California, Asheville, North Carolina, and Zion, Utah. And then Hill Country, Texas is coming soon, it says. And so they're trying to get investors to expand around the rest of the country. They believe that Americans are going to be more interested in high-end camping experiences. That, you know, people don't necessarily want to rough it, but they do want to experience the outdoors. So it's combining luxury accommodation with outdoor destination access. Kind of interesting. It'd be I could see a reason for that. I think the thing is, though, that's a little bit different is I guess it's kind of like going to a campground where you've already got something set up for you, because they have Airstream suites already there. They have polished cabins. So you're not taking the Airstream and taking it to wherever you want to go. That's the one thing. You're just kind of going to that spot and that's it. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens, but they're looking to grow. Florida Panther sighted in Santa Rosa County. Not to be confused with a Florida Cougar, which can be sighted on Pensacola Beach all the time. Let's get traffic on the fives.
It is a quiet start to your 4th of July. Schmuckle Highway, Woodbine Road, Berry Hill Road are all clear. No slowdowns on Guernsey or Giddens Lane. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Now, Tim Mayhair and his nephew, Easton Mayhair, spotted what they believed to be was a Florida panther on the Blackwater Heritage State Park Trail near Milton. It was on the paved section of the trail just north of Milton in Escambia County. And so that's, if this is indeed a Florida panther, pretty big deal. They're one of the most endangered large mammals in North America, with only a few hundred left in the wild. So viewings or sightings are few and far between, and especially this far north, most Florida panthers are in South Florida, not way up here in Santa Rosa County. So that's interesting. So if that indeed is true, just a reminder though, when you go hiking, you should always use the buddy system, even if it's not a Florida panther that you might come across. It could be a black bear, it could be a snake. Poisonous snake could be multiple things, so having the buddy system is just a reminder right there. I saw this story here. Democrat socialist. I got this from Fox News, and if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Happy Independence Day to you. Democrat socialists are no longer on the fringe. They're winning primaries and reshaping what it means to be on the left, and party moderates are starting to panic about what that means for November. So this reminds me of the conversations that have been happening, honestly, for decades on the Republican side of things. Republicans for a long time, I just saw a text that rolled in. I'll just read it. I'll break it in. Leave the cougar alone, Bobby. Leave the cougar alone. I know. I apologize. So this reminds me, going back to Democrat socialists are no longer on the fringe, and it's worrying moderates what it could mean in November. Meaning, they're like, okay, they're winning primaries, but they're not going to win general elections. The general population will not vote for them, and so we could start losing more races, you know, as far as the general election goes, because the socialists are taking over the party. That's been a conversation on the right for a very long time. Very long. I mean, go back to Barry Goldwater. Republicans were like, we can't have him being the candidate because he would never win the general election. They even said that about Ronald Reagan. But Ronald Reagan was just so charismatic. He was able to overcome any of the concerns about conservatism or whatever. But we've seen it pretty much since then. Whenever you have a staunch conservative candidate, I would even go back to like the Mike Huckabees, Rick Santorums of the world. That when it came down to it, a lot of Republicans were like, we can't have them. They would never win a race, a general election. So they've always gone with like a more moderate. And I remember people like Rush Limbaugh would complain and be like, you keep saying that the conservative won't win, but you choose people like John McCain and he loses. It's like, give the conservative a chance, you know? And I think that's kind of where the Democrat Party is at right now, where there's this concern that the fringe won't be able to win, or the not fringe now, that they're starting to become a greater part, but they keep pushing through, And guess what? We saw, even in on a general stage, we're seeing people like the Elizabeth Warrens and the Bernie Sanders gaining more and more traction. The AOCs, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's, gaining lots of attraction nationwide. It's not just in their little pocket. So very interesting to see what's happening right there. Pensacola Morning News with Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. I got a text here. They are relying on a blue tint of district to get them elected. And that's very possibly true, that right now the fringe or whatever is winning. They're concerned what it means. Well, oftentimes, like the one that won in Colorado the other day that beat a 30-year incumbent, that's a heavy Democrat district. So the fact is that person winning that primary is not going to affect November's election because it's a heavy Democrat district and Democrats are still going to vote for the Democrat. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, yes, she's in this, you know, she's this kind of on the, what was considered to be the fringe, but in her district, Republicans aren't beating her anytime soon. So I don't really, and now where it could come a question is now if they want to run for president, there's buzz about her running for president. There's buzz about Elizabeth Warren possibly going back up for president and stuff. And if they became the candidate, if they were the candidate, now you're, that's a whole different thing altogether. The other thing is, what if one of these Democrat socialists becomes a U.S. Senate candidate, for example? Then would they have enough support in the state to win a general election? That I don't know. But I think for their little pockets, yeah, they probably have plenty. Pensacola Morning News, when we come back here, got dad jokes for you. We have some more random facts as well on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Are you an adult with uncontrolled moderate to severe Crohn's disease symptoms and still packing a backup bag of clothes just in case? Skyrizi Risankizumab Rizza can help you take control of your Crohn's. Feel significant symptom relief, including less abdominal pain and fewer bowel movements at 4 weeks. Plus, Skyrizi is proven to help people achieve remission and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Individual results may vary. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's. Ready to take control of your Crohn's? Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's disease. Control is everything to me. Learn more at SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY.
Hey, we've got kind of a new advertiser on the show. The name is Ace Unlocks, a fantastic company with a terrible, or at least a terribly misleading name. I was talking to Chris Rona, the owner, the other day, and he's like, Andrew, we've been doing this for a long time. We started by opening people's car doors for students who got locked out of their cars on campus at UWF in 1998.
basically we were running our operation with a 89 4Runner and an 89 Mustang, a pager and a payphone. And they'd page us and we'd call them and come open their car for them. And that was a great business. We didn't think it'd be anything. We thought it'd be a couple a month. It turned out to be about two a day, a very common problem. And we still to this day do it. It used to be $20, now it's $25, but we try to keep prices low for the students. In any case, people think that's us because it's in our name, and it's kind of my fault because that's how we started. But today we do so much more, basically anything connected to locks. So key fobs, modern cars, you know, laser cut keys, programming the fob. We have all the machines, all of the computers, all of the access to the software that the dealers use. And of course, we'll do it quite a bit cheaper. So you lose one, you damage one, you only got one when you bought it, you want a second one. If it stopped working for whatever reason, and I know because I went there to get a key fob made for me, and it was great, easy. They're totally awesome to work with, and I saved money. Residential locks, business locks, anything that deals with locks, Ace Unlocks, 505-7545, or stop by 125 Airport Boulevard, right where Airport meets the train tracks. Plus, if you mention my name, Andrew McKay, you'll get 10% off.
Party down with a big bang as Shelton Fireworks celebrates being in business for 50 years. They're located on I-10 and Exit 53. That's the first Alabama exit in Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton's has the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks. They have the largest finale cakes and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's got it. Located on I-10 and Exit 53. That's the first Alabama exit in Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonsfireworks.com. Shelton's Fireworks, home of the big ones.
Hi, this is Mike Kohler, your District 2 Commissioner seeking re-election. As a retired Navy captain with 33 years of naval service, I'll continue fighting to preserve our communities, manage taxpayer dollars responsibly, and oppose wasteful spending. As your commissioner, you can continue to count on me to be a strong advocate for public safety. I respectfully request your vote. Please vote Mike Kohler on August 18th.
Paid for and approved political ad by Mike Kohler for County Commissioner, Republican District 2.
News Radio 92.3. Looking at your traffic on the 5s, I-10 and 110 are both flowing smooth right now. Not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or Car City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the 5s.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite band. This week, it's Al Jolson, the world-class Elvis tribute artist who has been performing across the United States and overseas for the past 20 years. Consistently ranked one of the top Elvis performers in the world, according to Elvis Presley Enterprises. And you'll see him this week at Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with PJ. And then I got some more dad, and we'll get in some dad jokes for you. Go ahead, PJ.
All right, bonus traffic. I-10 and 110 are both flowing smooth. If you're in US 98 east and westbound through Navarre, that's looking good too. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Dad jokes. A panda walks into a bar and says to the bartender, "I'll have a scotch and Coke. Thank you." "Sure thing," the bartender replies and asks, "But what's with the big paws?" Panda holds up his hand and says, "I don't know. I was born with them." There you go. Why do choirs keep buckets handy? So they can carry their tune. Oh, that makes sense. Somebody stole my Microsoft Office and they're going to pay. You have my word. That's a good one. And then finally, parallel lines have so much in common. It's a shame they'll never meet. Somebody sent in some 4th of July related dad jokes. "Did you hear about the mad firework? It got so angry it exploded." Okay, yeah. "Why did Paul Revere ride his horse from Boston to Lexington?" "Because the horse is too heavy to carry." Oh, yeah, I like it. I like it. 4th of July Random Facts Edition. 86 places in the United States have Independence, Liberty, Freedom, or Eagle in their name. 61% of Americans will attend a 4th of July picnic. 65% of Americans say fireworks shows are their favorite 4th of July activity, followed by 32% saying the food is, and 28% of the people say they're going to the beach. So there's some random facts there for you. Here's something interesting. The FDA just announced this week they're letting Zyn, Z-Y-N, market their pouches as safer than cigarettes. So Zyn, you've probably seen them in grocery stores, maybe in convenience stores. There are these little nicotine pouches that you just put in your mouth. So you don't have to smoke it. There's no smoking, no chewing tobacco, anything like that. Just nicotine pouches, non-tobacco. And it's a pretty big deal in the nicotine world. It's the first time it's ever happened where FDA is saying you can market the pouches as a safer alternative to cigarettes. Apparently it's because it meets the standards under the modified risk tobacco product rules. And Zyn is a rapidly growing category, or these nicotine pouches are a rapidly growing category. I actually came across somebody who's marketing caffeine pouches. It's like the same thing, except it's just this caffeine pouch that you put in your mouth. Now the FDA does not mean that these are safe, just a safer alternative to cigarettes. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Happy Independence Day.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
It's like an oven outside in half the country. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It already feels like 100 degrees now in Philadelphia.
It was hot where if you sat your skin.